Shemitah Shir, Yom Dalad, Orla Dalad Tammuz, it's Tuesday night. In the Sefer Shabbos Oretz, Prach Beis, Perek Hamishi, and the Rambam. So again, the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, page 469. We'll start, we'll go back just to get the flow of the Rambam, because the Rambam is very Mesudar. Perish Vias Nitnu La'achila V'lishtiyah V'lisicha, which is classical uses. It's really all the same. Shtiyah is Bechlal Achila, and Sicha is Bechlal Shtiyah. We'll see another condition in the future Rambams, that it has to be the derech. You can't be soch something that's primary use is food, you can't use it for Sicha. Right? Wine, for example. But there's the etzem use is an allowable use, and then you always have to match it up to whether you're wasting the potential of this fruit by using it for something that's not the norm to use it as. So that's a different issue. You could have, okay, sometime, okay, that's all. So the allowable usages is achilu shtiya sicha, ladlokas haner v'litzviya, which is more of a chiddush. It's not as tight as mais or sheni, for example, which is like really just achila, right? And it's not as loose, maybe, as truma, which, as long as you're not wasting the truma, there's no real rules of allowable use. Etzem, intrinsically, it's just you always have to make sure you're not being mafsid the truma. Shvia says both dinim. There's allowable usage as bechlal. I'm saying that's not as tight as maaser sheni. Here, hadlaka saner, and tzviya is mutter, dying, you know, for a person. Because we learn out from a pasuk, tia, that's the pasuk of tia kol tfuas alechol, tia zafad laka saner, lizboa botseva. That's okay. We'll turn to page 470. Miu, look at the Shabbos Aretz, the last paragraph on the page. Miu tzviya muteris kam lekelim, which would mean, think of clothing. Mishum d'derech ikra tzviya hilol l'tzeva odem u'behema. You're not whatever, coloring or dyeing a person or kiyam kelim. So when you say tzviya, you're talking really primarily about the kelim of a person, not a person, not a behema. Again, you always have to judge if it's a normal usage. If not, it's called a waste. Avol sicha in a materis kiyam sicha sodom. Sicha is more akin to achila, meaning that's primarily for a person, and it's called a waste if you use it on a behema, and you could use it on a person. Page 471, the top line, ba'asur losach as hakelim v'shem and shoshvias. Therefore, you cannot be soch kelim v'shem and shoshvias. Sicha is like achila, that has to be a person gets first tam, so to speak. V'nir nadvarim shuadin sichas behema gam ken asura. Okay, but tzviya, he says, is mutter for kelim lechatchila because that's the derech shimish aragil. Okay, halacha beis in the Rambam lechila v'nishtiya ketzad. So again, that's allowable uses. But now we say lechol is dover shadarko lechol, the lishtos dover shadarko lishtos. Gedin truma meiser sheni. In that, it's like truma and meiser sheni, that it's called hefsid. It's called wasting it if it's not normal to eat it even that way. Lishtos dover shadarko lishtos. So we'll learn about that. That has, sometimes you run into problems. Like if you want to make ices, which meet the. It's a mashke, it's a shtia, you're turning it into maybe, okay. But you have to drink dovish darko lishtos, you can't eat it. And you can't liquefy something that's darko lecho, which is the carrot issue, right? To liquefy a carrot. So, like you said, you know, as it becomes more and more common, so it'll be. The tipping point will be reached, and they'll say, of course it's mutter, what's a shayla? But as of now, the poiskim are still assuring carrot juice, mitzei uri notwithstanding. Okay? Mitzei uri is a store in Gula. Halacha Gimel on page 472. So again, achilo shtia. He talked about halacha aleph. Halacha bay says it's lechol dover shadarko lechol. The lishtos dover shadarko lishtos. Halacha gimel says v'lo yishana peros mebriyoson kederek she'enu b'shana b'truma meiser. Which means dover shadarko lechol chai lo yochol osu mevushol. That's also called hefsid. It's called you're spoiling it. You're changing its form. You're not allowed to change its form arbitrarily. So if the derech is to eat it raw, you can't eat it cooked. I don't know, cook a banana, not the derech. An apple, rather, in Hilchos Brachos is perceived as something that's the derech to eat cooked and to eat raw and cooked, or baked apple. I know about baked apple. It has to be the derech. And I'm sorry, v'lo yishana peres mebriyoson. So, but again, which also could change with the norms as people eat raw cabbage or raw broccoli or whatever they eat raw. So, if it's the derech, it's the derech. Right? Again, so
how does the layman know?
Layman doesn't know. That's the poskei hador's job is to. I mean, how do they know? They don't go to smorgasbords and see what people are wolfing down. But that's their achrayus, like everything in Torah, right? Just like any posek knows he has to keep up with certain societal trends, medical advances. You have to keep up. Because the halacha starts after the reality is determined. So first comes the reality, then comes the halacha. So you have to know. If people started eating raw cauliflower, that's going to make a big change in Hilchos Brachos. If you make Adama on it or a Shakol, certainly like a 10-year gray area where it's not clear that the derech changed, and more people eat it. Then at some point, someone says, hey, it's Adama. Or you could eat it in Shemitah without cooking it. If something is clearly oichel behema, then you don't cook it. Behemas eat it raw. On the other hand, you could throw it out. You can treat things normally. Things which are normally thrown out can be thrown out. Now again, it gets subtle at times because, like leftovers on a plate, is always an issue. So there's a type of leftovers that are poshet nimas to people. Like even a poor person walking into the room before you cleaned it up wouldn't eat off this plate. It's like he wouldn't. So that's for sure you can throw out. Child, if it's not like that, this guy left over his piece of carrots, this guy left over his mashed potatoes, and a poor person walking in would say, take out a fork and knife. Dig in, very smart. It doesn't find it repulsive. So that's not poshut at all, and that is a problem. That's one of the reasons people don't want to deal with Kedusha Shvius, because of the leftovers of the plate. And at what point is it a problem? At what point isn't it a problem? And what do you do if it is a problem? Can you put it into the Pach Shmita? That's why you don't need a Pach. Someone has Kedusha Shvius, but it's repulsive, like the Oni walking by wouldn't need it, you don't need a Pach Shmita for that. That's garbage. Throw it out. You need a Pach Shmita for that, by the way, this is my Hagdara. I don't know if the post can say this Hagdara. Maybe they give a different Hagdara. To me, this is like superbly logical that a poor person walking by would eat it. He wouldn't find it too disgusting to eat. So, so that you need a Pach Shmita for, because there you throw it into the, it's not garbage really, you throw it into a can, and you let it spoil on its own. You're not allowed to spoil it. I'm assuming that throwing something into the garbage can is most of the time spoiling it for your diet, because the garbage can is mios. So if it's ready mios, if it's ready nimas, you can throw it into the garbage can. But if it's this leftovers that, so there you have to throw it into the Pach Shmita, and then it gets spoiled on its own. It's also a shaila, major shaila. But that seems to be a consensus, that if something is not really the derech to eat, but it's not spoiled enough that you could just throw it into the garbage, that's what the pashmita was made for, and you're allowed to let it spoil on its own. But you're putting it in a place where in 3 days it'll become a spoil. Okay. That is a problem. That's why some people have two pashmitas. Because if it's spoiled already and you throw something in there, the reasoning is that the thing you're throwing into will spoil faster if there's something else spoiled there, and you're doing that by your diet, by putting it in the proximity or touching or falling into something that's spoiled already. So some people have two pashmitas and they're always rotating them. So that shouldn't happen. Okay. But, and that's why a lot of people don't want to deal with Kedusha Shvi'is. Because it gets very unwieldy, they feel. Okay, come Monday night, you'll hear all about it. What?
Monday night.
And Tuesday night there's no shiur. We'll be sick of Shemitah by Tuesday night. Major, they're going to be hanging from the rafters. They better be, or I'm going to shoot myself. Yesterday was the first yeshiva's best of Eitz Zoharetz. I couldn't go. Punkta was at the same time as my doctor's appointment. So I sent my son, Eliyahu, because I felt it's important to be there. So I didn't get a chance to talk to my son. One shaila, the way they function, Rabbi Michai has a list of shailas, policy issues, and he presents it to the Beis Din. The Beis Din is Rav Lior, Rav Bakshi Doron, Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg, and Rav Uriel, from the head of Mechon HaTorah of Aretz. Even though in my mind Rav Michai is the head, he's not really the head. Rav Uriel is Yaakov Uriel, whatever his name is. Anyway, that's the Beis Din. So they present, and I sit there. They let me sit in. So last year I didn't open my mouth, I don't think once. But my son did. Maybe I should send my son every time. My son talks. Yeah. He came home, he said, he didn't chap what a huge Talmud Chacham of Amichai is. He says he didn't realize I'm going nuts. I said, I'm saying that for years now. Anyway, he just told me one Shiloh they dealt with. When they have their matzah menutak, so it's on a thick plastic. Right, that's where it sits. So the shaila is, how thick does it have to be? So there's two thicknesses, either on the market or that they consider. One is liquid would not seep through; it wouldn't get wet. If that's how thick the plastic is. And the other one, apparently, liquid would seep through. So they're not happy. Rabbi Michai's not happy with the thinner one. He's marked, they should make sure the thicker one is there. But it seems, I don't know, either because of expense or because of practicality, I'm not sure. The question is, if you know your laws of flower pots of Shemitah, there's a thing called Yenikas Hanof, that we're not only worried about the roots where it's sitting, but we're worried about the Yenika of overhanging leaves. That also is said to have the Yenika. So the question the question that was raised, a lot of questions. My son Leo wrote them down, but I didn't have time to talk to him yet today. But this, I asked him for one example. He gave me this. So the Shailiz, he presented to the Beis Din, could the Yenikas Nof be on the thinner plastic? So he said he wanted to be Machner, but they voted it's okay. Because they said the whole Yenikas Anof is a chumrah, and the whole hakpad on the thick of plastic is a chumrah. Apparently it's easier to do it that way. I don't understand the reality of it. I don't know. So the best of Paskin, they could have the thinner plastic on the Yenikas Anof. It's on plastic. I don't know if porous is the right word. It's maybe it's a little porous, but it's thin. I guess it's porous. I don't know what the reality is. Anyway, that was one shaila. That's the type of shailas that come up. And they presented, and they have a bezin that meets, I think, last Shemitah they met once every 3 or 4 weeks. Actually, they're supposed to send me the minutes. Somebody's sitting there typing up the minutes. But we'll see if he does. Anyway, so yesterday was versus Shiva's based. So, that's nice. They sent me an email telling me about it. But booked it was by the same time as my doctor's appointment. Okay. So, you're not allowed to be Mashana, so that's what I said with carrot. So, but you don't have to eat. Right? So if it's really spoiled, you don't need a pashmita. Pashmita is always for that middle stage. Okay, page 473 in the Shabbos Aretz. Vein mechayven also lechol knivas yerek. Whatever the norm is that people wouldn't eat it, what you carve out when you clean a vegetable, you can throw in the garbage. Okay? So vein mechayven also lechol knivas yerek would be like an offshoot of this last halacha that we learned in the Rambam, page 472, and a metapa lechol tavshul shenifsad v'apasha ipsha. That's also called waste. I think some say it's even called hefsid. It's not pshat, you're not mechuyev to, but it's hefsid. You know, you eat garbage. It's not called the hefsid.
It's considered being nasid v'yadayim.
Yeah. Vosu lechol treidin chayim. What's treidin? Beets? No. Spinach? What's treidin? I never remember. What? So raw spinach. Okay, again. Vosu lechol chitin chayos. Raw wheat kernels. Shenzu derech achilakim. Derech hefsid. That's the overriding theory. Vein mechayven also lishlos hayayin ha-ma'urav v'shmarav. People don't usually drink it that way. Below a nigron, below a sigron, because they are more refu'i type concoctions. So it means you're not allowed to really take shvius wine and make it into a nigron or a sigron. Shein mashkin, shein derech, v'riyam l'shtos, son shalach atchilo osur, lasu sosum yipere shvius. You're not allowed to make pears with shvius into medicine. You're not allowed to make it into medicine.
Like the yayin bishmar?
No, you can't. Yayin is naturally more bishmar. You clean it out. You take out the shmar. You don't have to drink it as is. You are masaning it.
Oh,
you're masaning it like the Mishnah and the Shabbos. You know, and you're not going to make medicine out of perish meats. That's this din. Ain't Derek Brian Lishnosan.
Well, that's to drink the medicine with it.
What?
That would be to drink the medicine with it. Now, if you have disgusting types of medicine, so you just mix it in your orange juice and then drink the orange juice. Then the orange juice is with that.
I don't know. If you're drinking the orange juice straight, that's for sure okay. We know Shvi is not machai of you to have a certain motivation for your drinking, but to put the medicine in the orange juice probably would not be allowed. I suspect by putting the medicine in the orange juice, you're making it unfit or unappetizing, at least to certain people, to many people, and therefore probably not allowed. Which is again one of the reasons people don't want to deal with kedusha shviyas, because they can't do things like that. It's not as versatile. I tiny though, it's a shtick on the sahaskel. That's what I always tell you. It's not like, oh, it's so limiting. Look, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. Like, Adarabha, like, it's a Musa Haskel. You have to treat food with respect. And just like every person has this, what I feel, it's like a Musa Haskel. That when it has to do Shashviyas, so you have to treat it with respect. So, and just like every person has a tachlis and a goal in life, so every fruit, vegetable and plant has a goal in life, and if the goal is to be eaten raw, so you're not allowed to change the goal and eat it cooked. And if the goal is to eat it cooked, you're not allowed to eat it raw. That's all. It's like, I think it's very empowering that kedusha shviyas makes you treat food with respect. Now, it's not arbitrary laws because it's kadosh. So you can't. So you're not allowed to, something raw. You can't eat cooked. Like, why not? It's not kedusha in itself wouldn't demand that halacha. like what's wrong with cooking it. It's because you're not optimizing each thing. It's not the optimal way it's eaten. So that's, I think, I always thought that's a big Musa Haskel. That you know, when normally a gula is not baltashkas, we're okay. Normally you don't do baltashkas. But here, like, we're more makbid that its usage and its enjoyment and the way it's eaten, the way it's consumed, be optimized. Again, like, limited in any way. Not, that's awesome. Theoretically, you should treat every ochul like that too, even if it's not kadosh, theoretically. Okay.
The fruit juice needs to be chilled.
I'm sorry?
The fruit juice needs to be chilled. It needs to be refrigerated.
You mean say it shouldn't spoil?
No,
I don't think. To make it ta'im, there's no din to make it ta'im. Like, you have to put salt in Kedusha Shvi'as Cholam to make it more ta'im. I don't know. We're starting a new Sedra, by the way. After the chemist, we're not learning this format anymore. I'm just going to give Shir and Hukash Mita. And then we can ask all these interesting questions. Okay, well, that's not okay. Monday night chemist.
Right.
You going to hear the earphones? Okay, I don't know.
What did the Rosh say about after the
chemist? Nothing. We'll talk about it after the chemist. Not now. Okay, Baita. Then he talks about leftovers. Here, page 475. Choshesh Bashinov, you might recognize this from Hilchos Brachos, really. Or maybe Hilchos Shabbos, because Shabbos you also can't do things l'rapur. So, Choshesh Bashinov, lo yigamea chome tu polet, abu magameu bolea, because you're eating it, and agav, you're using it as medicine. Those schnapps, or beer, or alcohol from Shvias, so you could swallow it, even if it cures your toothache. What? No. Oh, yeah. No. Apparently, the Yerushalmi holds it is. So, Machlekes Bava and Yerushalmi. It's a footnote 19, the second paragraph. From the table called Sarcho Veinachoshesh Veshum Ibud. In other words, you can use dip, let's say hummus, kedusha shviyah, so you can use it as a dip, even though I guess maybe it's inevitable, you know, some of it will go to waste, but you can't eat it all up. Yeah. Hachoshish begrono lo yarenu b'shemen, avul nosenu shemen harbe l'toch hanigronu b'leah. Okay. Okay, then he goes through certain things I'll let him do. Look at Shabbos Aretz on page 477. V'chein einos et tzmorim devash v'lo tapuchim yayin. This you're not allowed to do in Truma either. This is like really called hefsid. You can't make tzmorim into devash, even though it sounds pretty normal. V'lo tapuchim into yayin, which is like wine, cider. V'lo stavnios chometz chutz mizeis medom b'levad. The only thing you're allowed to liquefy is zeis v'anodim. V'chein oindim l'mashkin Mutulasis mehen shemen v'yayin. But in footnote 31, no. Oh, look at the Tosefta Shabbos. No. Where does he talk about oranges and grapefruits? Hold on. Yeshomim shosraf lahakrish mashke. That's why I told you that you can't freeze mashke. That's Aruch HaShulchan. Yeshomim shekvishas lemon muteres. What's kvisha?
Pickle
lemon? Maybe it means squeezing lemon into. Oh, on page 476, I just realized I skipped something inadvertently. 476 on the bottom, the last two lines, talks about Yeshomim Shemutar Lischot oranges and lemons, because that's a very normal thing to do. But not tomorrow dvash. You know, there is a level of normalcy. Last week we talked about, and I'm not sure if the orange I buy in the store to eat, whether it's the derech to make that into liquid. Could be when the stores make Tropicana orange juice, they have juice oranges. It's like a different type of thing. I mean, for Pesach we used to make orange juice. Shvi. You can't do that on Shvi. You're turning the, I mean, so some say so when he says some say oranges or lemons are mutter, I would assume it's when it's clearly the derech to do it with these types of oranges, with these types of lemons. The lemonade, you know, you want to make lemonade on Shvi'as. With Shvi'as, and everybody has Shvi'as lemons, because everybody has these lemon trees in their backyard. Ain nosnin devel of a groat, now the types of hefset, page 477, the bottom. Ain nosnin devel of a grogeris, the tochamurius. You're ruining the, you know, you're giving taste to the Murius, but you're ruining the veil of the Gregorus. Gets the normal usage is okay. Tavlin Mutter on page 478. They should takahu dark on the sochton kadela tabel bohen. Using spices in the normal way that the spices are used, even if it involves some sort of schita or extract, so that would be mutter. What? Yeah, yes, as long as it's the derech. Yeah. It's, what? You don't make a bracha, but you can buy it from Eisa Sheni. You can buy tavlinim. Look at here's a good machlokes. The next to the last paragraph of the Shabbos Oritz on page 478. Ema vashlin yayin shol shvius neishu mamito. I guess this loses some to evaporation. V'yeshomim shemutol vashel and neishavol bishu mamito b'midoso u'mashbicho. You improve in quality. See, this is an interesting machlokes. Shavavushu hu yoser tov. It lasts longer. It's like a preservative. So can you cook wine? You want to make it mabushel because you got not from relatives coming over. So some say not because you lose some to evaporation, but lemaisa apparently you're improving the quality. Improving the quality. Why is some yayim mabushel not good for carbonos? Okay, maybe because it's not a natural state, even if you're improving the quality.
I think most times it's held that Bavushal doesn't improve it.
Does not improve it?
No. So that's the general model that doesn't.
Well, he says, maybe the answer is he's not talking about improving the taste. He says it makes it, it's a preservative. It makes it last longer. So that's how you mashbiach it, you're making it last longer. He doesn't say the taste improves.
I don't think it has a problem of mamito by pasteurizing, because that is in the same system where they retain everything.
Okay. Okay, let's go to Halacha Dalet on page 481. Beim Vashlin Yerek Shal Shvias B'Shemen Shal Truma. Oh, that's a real downer. Shalo Yivienu L'Dei Psul. Was one of Shach. If you end up, you're either ruining the truma if you end up having to destroy the shvias because beer passes it by, or truma can become tamei more easily than chulin, so you'll end up having to throw out the shvias because it became tamei. So don't mix truma into shvias produce. Nowadays, not nageya, right? We're not eating truma anyway. If truma gets mixed into something, we're in trouble anyway. Bishul Ma'ad, this is a Chiddush Nisrabam, Ben Bishul Ma'ad V'Ochlo Miyad Mutur Shri Lohi Nichol Kedei Lo B'Lidei Psul. He doesn't say like Plug, he allows in a circumstance where you're not putting it aside, you're cooking Ma'ad V'Ochlo Miyad Mutur Shri Lohi Nichol Kedei Lo B'Lidei Psul. The Isser is to, right, you're not putting it aside. It's like hand to mouth. Page 483, Halacha Hey. Peres amiyuchadon lemaychal adam and machilon also lebehem alachayil yofos. That's the problem with the zoo. And shvius. normally, what do they feed them? They feed them, I think, truma, no? They sell it to a kayan. What do? So pay us some yuchad al maichal adam and machlin also lein lechayvod. You can't give your dog on shvias a shmita apple. Apple. I don't know. I'm just giving it out. We good. Then people throw it out to their dogs to reward them. They're good. You're not allowed to. If it's roi la adam, you can't give it to a behema. Hocha behema meilel l'tachas atena ba'ochla. Ein b'chayv v'noish l'achziri. You don't have to chase it away. The Torah says, you know, the behemah chayim can go eat, so you have to make that meaningful. If you're going to chase it away, it's going to say, like, what kind of a Torah is this? Go in and eat the fruit, now you're chasing me away. Look at the top of 484, in the Tosefta Ha'aretz, Yeshomim Shalachas Adam Zocha B'Peres Min HaHefker, Tzorech Limnoya Me'Behemah Lechol, Michael Adam. You do have to chase it away. After it's mamish yours, that you were zoichim in a hefker, then it's yours. Then you have the responsibility to do it. It's only a bird, you're not responsible, but here you are responsible. V'yesh mishamat there, kam b'mikrozeh. L'sicha keitzar alach avav, losuch dover shedarko losuch, v'lo yosuch yayim v'choymetz, v'lo sochu es ha-shemen, v'lo yifatem es ha-shemen. Put besamim in it, so it's shemen of shvius. So you're not going to put besamim in it. Why? Okay, we'll learn here. Below yosuch b'merchatz, avusachu mibachutz v'nichnas. So I'll talk about why you are Yosef Bamerchas. Is Lo Yifatei Mes Hashem? Look on page 485. Lo Yifatei Mes Hashem. Why? Also Lo Fatei Mes Hashem Shal Shvi Zayid Echnas Mes Besam Lo Teich Hashem. Yishoyim Mishatam Oitzum Lisha Besam Gorma Lekach Sheinu Roy Lachila. You can use shemen for sicha because that's the norm, but you can't spoil its achila aspect. You're being mounted the shvius right then and there, because the shemen seeps into and stays in the etzem, in the besomim. Also nifcheses on yidei kach. Well, times there yesh mishamim shemavatlim tchilas on besomim b'mayim. Utlach nasal shemotol hashemen kim shenim bolim yosem menes hashemen. Look at the Shabbos Aretz on page 486. Soch Adam Shemen al Gabei Makoso. I guess that's the norm. V'davka b'shesoch al Gabei Hamako Atzmo v'derech shu soch al Besoro. Avolo Yosuf b'molch v'yitem b'makoso v'shehu derech refua v'lo nitnu perish v'yos l'refua. Achoshish b'rod lo osholo b'chatotin soch b'shemen shosh v'yos. You could use it. That is already the normal usage of shemen, to use it for this refuah. I guess you have to say that regular people do it also, or else it would be also like we had before. If something is something only aniyim do, only cholim do, then it's also. Yeah, 487. Yesh omrim shein sochem perishvias b'merchatz nebi zoyin kotshim. You know, we're looking for the reason why Eino Soch Bamerchatz. So, the Moshe Mikdash David suggests that it's Brazilian culture because it has a kedusha. Yesh Mishois Oymish also lochos based on Merchatz Kirgilim is Agel to roll on the floor. That's what they used to do. Gav Tavlish and Shayish Hashem and Hanoiser on his body Hayoelech Leibud. I guess that was like a massage. They rolled around like a self massage, but they would lose the oil. Nobody does what I just described. It becomes disgusting because of the zuamas amerchatz. Okay, and that's why it's awesome. And everybody's looking for the reason why it's awesome. What? Because it's full of shaman. Okay, we'll stop here.